My God, get me ready for that great day. Oh, my God, get me ready for that great day. My God is getting ready for that great day. Oh, who shall be able to say that my God is getting ready for that great day? My God is getting ready for that great day. My God is getting ready for that great day. Oh, tell me who shall be able to stand. Oh, yes, he is. God is. God is. He's getting ready for that great day. Yes, he is. God is getting ready for that great day. God is getting ready for that great day. Tell me who shall be able to stay. Can you tell me who shall be able? Will you be able? Tell me who shall be able. Tell me who shall, will you be able? Who shall be able? Tell me sinners are going to be running on that great day. Tell me sinners is going to be running on that great day. Oh, sinners, sinners going to be running on that great day. Tell me who shall, who shall, tell me who shall. Tell me, will you be able? I want to be able. God is getting ready. I want to be ready. Will you be ready? Tell me, 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 will you be ready? I'll be ready. I'll be ready. I'll be ready. I'll be ready. I know I will be ready. I know I'll be ready. Oh, yes, I will. I'll be ready. I'll be ready. Because I'm bearing my burdens. I'll be ready. In the heat of the day, yes, I am. I'll be ready. I know the Lord. I'll be ready. I know the Lord is. I'll be ready. The Lord will make a way. I'll be ready. I know I'll be ready. No, I'll be ready. Oh, yes, I am. Talk about me. Be ready. Much as you please. I'll be ready. More you talk, I'll be ready. More you talk, I'll be ready. I'm stay on my bending knees. I'll be ready, cause I wanna be ready. I'll be ready. I won't be ready. I'll be ready. I'll be ready. Oh, I'll be ready. I'll be standing. I'll be ready. I'll be standing. I'll be ready. I'll be standing at the station. I'll be ready. Yeah, I'll be standing. At the station, I'll be ready. I got my ticket. Oh, yes, I have. I'll be ready. I got my ticket, yeah. I'll be ready. I'm my ticket in my hand. I'll be ready. Oh, yeah. Going back with him. I'll be ready. Going back with him. I'll be ready. When he come, I'll be ready. I'll be ready, yeah. I'll be ready. How we going? I'll be ready. What a weekend. I'll be ready. Gonna cease from wearing. Oh, yeah. We going. What a weekend. I'll be ready. gonna see some troubling. I'll be ready. What are we ready? I'll be ready. Gonna be at rest. I'll be ready. Yeah, we're gonna sit down. I'll be ready. We're gonna sit down. Yeah. Oh, yes, we will. I'll be ready. At his feet rest. I'll be ready. Him say, I'll be ready. Welcome home. Him say, yeah. Welcome home. Will you be ready? I'll be ready. Come on, child. I'll be ready. Sit down, child. Oh, I'll be ready. You've been working. I'll be ready. You've been calling. I'll be ready. For a long time, I'll be ready. Sit down, child. I'll be ready. Rest a while. I'll be ready. 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 Will you be ready? Will you be ready? Yeah, I'll be ready. Yeah, I'll be ready. Oh, yeah. Oh, redeem time. Redeem the time. God heals us. He's getting ready. God heals us. He's getting ready. And look at the signs. He's getting ready. Look at the signs. He's getting ready. Every day, he's getting ready. Every day, he's getting ready. A little more time, he's getting ready. God is, he's getting ready. For that great day, he's getting ready. For that great day, tell me who shall be able to be able. Oh, yeah, we'll be able to stand. Oh, yeah, I want to be able to stand. I want to be able. That's how we are. I'll be. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to be in that number. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard. I heard. I heard John say he saw numbers of 144,000. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, but I heard him say, look again. He looked again, y'all, and he saw numbers that no man can number, y'all. Yeah, 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 coming up out of a hard time and tribulation. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, that hadn't spotted that garment. My God, my God, oh, will you be ready? I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be in that number. I'm gonna be in that number. Yeah, 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 yeah. My God, my God, my hey, glory, hallelujah. My God, my God, you are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministry. Praise and worship. Amen, 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 amen. Glory, God, we praise you, God. We worship you, God. We thank you for a little more time, God. Hallelujah, God. We see the signs all around, God. Hallelujah, God. We see earthquakes in diverse places, oh, God. We see wars and we're hearing of wars and rumors of wars, oh, God. Hallelujah, oh, God. Famines, oh, God. Oh, God, mothers against daughters and daughters against their mothers and fathers against their sons. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, oh, God. The winter, oh, God, time seems like summertime, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Have mercy, God. Oh, God, we see the signs. You're giving us, oh God, a little more time, and we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, for giving us time, oh God,
to get ready, oh God. You said you was gone away. Jesus said he was gone away. But he was coming again. Said he was going to prepare a place for us. That's good news. He's going to prepare a place for us. Hallelujah, he said. In my Father's house is many mansions. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And he said he was going to prepare, hallelujah, a place for us. Hallelujah. In the, oh my God, in my Father's house. But he said, what, occupy until I come. When he come, will he find us occupied? Will he find us telling somebody, hallelujah, about the love of God, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe on him should not perish. We don't have to perish, but we can have eternal life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for giving us, allotting us, oh God, a little more time, oh God. Every time we pick up the paper, oh God, there's every day there's a funeral, funerals on top of funerals, oh God. But you have left us here a little while longer, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're giving us time to get ready. So we have no excuse. Hallelujah. If I should die and my soul be lost. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody's fault but mine. Hallelujah. Just show up, Outreach Ministry. I am your host, Evangelist Zadie Alford, along with my husband, Minister L.C. Alford. Amen, amen, amen. We are just here to greet you. And, oh, my God, we greet you in the love of God, and we just thank you. Our heart is just so elated to just see the dashboard just lighted up here. Amen. Just showing so much love. Amen, amen. And we just pray that God will all be glorified in everything that be said and done. Amen, amen. That God will get the glory. And that somebody, oh, God, somebody will be lifted. Just show up, Outreach Ministries, reaching out to the lost. Yes, 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 yes. To outcasts, amen. To the hurting, the lonely, oppressed, depressed, amen. Whatever your situation is. And we come to let you know that Jesus will pick you up if you have to reach way down. That's what he done for us. Amen, amen. We are living witnesses that he'll do it. Amen, amen. Thank you, Father. He picked us up. Amen, amen. Turned us around. Amen. Hallelujah. Told us to go and show ourselves. Hallelujah. Go back. Amen, amen. And strengthen our brother. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. He did the Samaritan woman, amen, in John chapter 4. Amen, amen. He saw her condition. Amen, amen. You don't have to be to wait till the sun go down and be ashamed of the crowd. Once you repent of your sin and turn to him, all she had to do was just drink from the water that he had to give. Amen, amen. After that, she believed on him. Amen. She drunk the living water that he offered her. Amen, amen. She went running through the city. Amen, amen. He wants us to run through the city. He don't want us to stand hiding, feeling lonely and hurt and sad, no matter what the situation is. Once we give it to him, amen, 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 we can run and shout about it. Run and tell that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You be blessed as I give the coin to my husband, Minister Alford, and he's going to come before you end. I'll be back.
Good evening to all our prayer warriors tonight. May God bless you. And a special blessing to each one of our hearts tonight.
Amen, amen, amen.
I just want to sing a verse of a song while I was studying a while ago, and I would like this. Jesus is on the main line, and all you got to do is just tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Oh, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. You want the Holy Ghost. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Tonight, I'd like to share what you do. Very first division of Psalm. He says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the sorcerer. For he delights in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He is like, he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sit in the seat of the congregation of righteous. For the Lord knoweth the right. Know the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall he perish. I read the verses 1 through 6, verse of the first division of Psalm. I would like to just ask for the word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord, for looking over while we slumbered and slept on last night, but this morning is touch us, Lord, with your finger mercy. Our eyes came open. We realized, Father, that we still closed in our right mind. Being able, Lord, to nourish our bodies. Being able, Lord, to stand on our 2 feet and lift our eyes to the hills was coming to all our help. All our help comes from our Lord. Father God, we thank you for our church home tonight, our church leaders, and all the members and relatives and friends that participate there. I want to thank you, Lord, for my wife tonight. Just being with a mind to just continue to call on you through his will. And Father, I thank you, Lord, just for letting her keep me encouraged. And I want to say tonight, Lord, as long as I got breath in my body and able to move, I'm going to continue to keep my hand in your hand, Lord, till there's no more breath left. Be blessed, Lord, I ask. Jesus' name, thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, you Lord. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, oh,
We just want to thank you, you Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Alford. Thank you. That Jesus and what he is doing, amen, in your life, in our lives, amen. Praise your Lord, God. Amen. And at this time, we are going to move right on into the children's corner. Amen. We're going to move into the children's corner. And we want to ask, do we have any children? Amen. On the line tonight. Do we have any children on the line to come for us on tonight?
Yes, ma'am. The London Brothers.
Oh, my goodness. Look at them sweet voices. God bless the London Brothers. Amen. The Z Squad. Amen. Who do we have representing the Z Squad?
Zaylee Smith.
Would you like to come forward at this time, Zaylee?
Yes.
Come forward. What you going to do for us today?
I'm going to be singing.
Praise God.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain.
For they shall
talk the of God. Blessed are they are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for they is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men arise in you and persecute and shall say all manner of you falsely. For my sake, rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted for 32 days the prophet which was before.
Amen. When men shall try you and persecute you, amen. Rejoice and be amen. Now we have the London brothers all the way from Texas. Come on. Amen. Come forth, London brothers.
Yes, ma'am. Mama Keyshawn London, you want me to join a poem? I choose you, Lord. I choose to be yours. Make me yours from head to toe, even my nose. You said you are a sweet-smelling savior. You can do anything with prose. I call you the Rose of Sharon. With your truth, it was told. You are always loving and caring. I say with my mouth and I confess undaring. This is what keeps me healthy and young. You, never too late. That's why I speak in tongues. Who you are and who you create. Highly anticipated life that you create. Amen.
Amen. Now, what did you read? What did you read, brother? Brother Keyshawn.
It's a self poem.
It's a poem.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I thought it was coming from a scripture. Amen. Thank you, my brother. Okay. Come forward.
My name is Janet Linden, and I'm from Texas. And I'm going to be playing the prayer. God, I pray for healing and comfort for anyone dealing with heartache. I pray that they find a refuge in you in the midst of their pain. May you continue to give them the strength to keep going, to push through these dark moments and not know you are with them every step of the way in every moment. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Now we're going to go back and we're going to ask, do we have any more youth on the line? Any more children in the corner? Any more? We're in children's corner right now. Amen. We know we are in the month of November, and this month we'll just be thankful. Our theme will just be thanking God. Thankful. Amen. Any more youth at this time? Amen. So we'll move on. If we don't have any more of you, I'm trying to make sure I don't have anybody blocked out. Amen. So we thank God for the London brothers from Houston, and we thank God for the Z Squad from Hammond. Amen. And truly we were blessed by them. Amen. 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 Now let us have a song by Zaya, and then we'll move into the elders. We'll have the elders announce themselves. Sing from his heart.
Let us break together on our knees. Let us break together. Oh, yeah. When I fall, oh my dear, when I fall to the home, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Let us pray, walk together on our feet. Let us drink once again on our knees. When I bow on my knees, with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Let us pray, God, together on our knees. Let us pray, together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, when my face rises up, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Zaya. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. So we don't have any more youth on the line. Amen. Now we're going to ask, who do we have? Who are the elders on the line?
Mother Wynn is on.
Okay, Mother Wynn, thank God for you.
Amen.
Minister Lionel Johnson.
Minister Lionel, thank God for you. Amen.
Thank God for you.
Ma'am Richardson?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, thank God for you, Minister Richardson. Amen. Who else do we have? Okay, who else do we have? If we'd like to make a presentation. Amen, amen. You may come forward, Mother Wynn, and then Minister Lionel, and then Minister Richardson. They come in that order. Amen.
Come on, darling.
Let you come first. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. Let me let Minister Peggy come first, because I know she have obligations at this hour. Come forth, Sister Peggy.
Amen. Amen. Lord, give me. Give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Just give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. I say, Lord, give me you. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. I'm on my knees, Lord. Give me you, Lord, give me you. I say, Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you, Lord, I'm on my knees, Lord, I'm crying out to you, Lord, give me you, Lord, I say give me you, everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you, Lord. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, I'm on my knees, Lord. I'm crying out to you. Give me you, Lord. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. I say, give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. It's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees. I'm crying out. I'm crying out to you. So give me you. Give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Just give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you.
Lord,
give me you, Lord. Lord, give me you. Lord, I'm crying out. I'm on my knees crying out to you. It's me, Lord Jesus, it's me. I'm on my knees, Lord, crying out to you. Lord, it's me. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my sister, and happy birthday to you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Now you may call Mother Wynn and Minister Linnea and Minister Richardson. Amen. Mother Mother Regina, I see you out there. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, Lord. You show towards us every day. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you, God, for this opportunity, oh, God, that we could come together, Lord, and worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, have your way. I don't want to be my own. I've been bought with a price. Lord, we are your children called by your name. And we were at a blame, God, in the name of Jesus. We are the holy people, God, living all we know how, giving ourselves to you, a living sacrifice. And, Lord, thank you. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for life, health, and strength. Thank you, Lord, in the name
yes,
of our mind,
yes.
Lord God. Oh, the press on, God. Looking unto you, who is the author and finisher of our faith. And, Lord, forgive any sin, Lord God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that we may have thought of and done, God. Lord, you know about it. Lord, forgive us today. And, Lord, bless my sister Zadie, Lord God, as she worked with these precious children. Hallelujah. They're precious in your sight, God. And, Lord, we thank you, God, oh, God, for teaching them, oh, God, the word of God. The enemy is out to destroy them, God. But, Lord, in the name
yes,
of Jesus, oh, God, help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Teach them, Lord, the way they should go. And, Lord, I thank you for everyone that come every Saturday, God. Oh, my Shanda, you saw how good and how pleasant it is for men to, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to work together in unity. Lord, we thank you for the men. We thank you for the women. And we thank you for the children. And, Lord, all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, we give it to you. It's not about us, but it's all about you. And we give you all glory and honor and praise. Amen. I'm going to read a scripture, Sister Zadie, and I'm going to get it out the way so that others can come forth. And that scripture is coming from 1 Thessalonians 1 and 12. And this is saying to us that you will walk worthy of God. Hallelujah. Because God has saved us and brought us into his kingdom. He wants us to walk worthy of him, walk like we have been saved and sanctified and filled with his spirit and living all we know how. Amen. We don't want, amen, to be make his name, amen, oh God, be called, Lord, be made ashamed by how we live. Amen. Who has called you unto his kingdom and glory? God did it. Amen. He drew us through his son, Jesus Christ, and we thank God for Jesus every my Sunday, every day. And the 13th verse, that was the 12th verse I started at, 13th verse said, for this call also thank we God without ceasing. That's why we ought to give God praise and glory. We do. And some of us, I'm pretty sure, if not all of us, we thank God every day for being saved. Because you know what? We could be just like those people that's out there doing some eerie evil and everything, as somebody said, big enough to do. But oh God, well, we are big enough and we are love God enough to live like he wants us to live. Because when you receive the word of God, which ye heard of us, you received it. We receive the word of God. As it preached to us, as we read about it, we receive it. Not as the word of men, but this word come from the Lord. But as is in truth, God's word is truth. Everything gonna fail, but God's word won't fail. He said, heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or one tittle of his word will fail. It said, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you and you that believe. Amen. God is working in us effectually, breaking us, making us better and better. Amen. God bless the children today, and God bless everyone, amen, that has went forth that I heard and I didn't hear. God bless you with God's love. God bless you.
Amen, amen, and amen. I greet you, my brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it is indeed an honor and a pleasure to be found once again in your presence. May he keep and bless you forever and ever. I would just like to speak for a few minutes concerning our great God, and then I would like to do a prayer. Our great God is everlasting, church. And everlasting is enduring through all time. And he is eternal. He has no time limit on him. In Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31, he comforts us. He says, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary. And his understanding, no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increase the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not get faint. Amen, amen, and amen. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for this opportunity to come to your throne, Father. We would like to give our honor and respect to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, We want to thank you for allowing this program to go forth tonight, to bless your children with a word from on high. Lord God, we're asking that you continue to keep this program going, Lord. Let your blessings continue to flow out through the universe. And Father, we ask in that you would bless those on sick lists, prayer lists, and those, Father God, who are in some type of institution, may it be prison, jailhouse, or whatever, Lord God. They're your children also. And Father God, we're lifting up the blind, the sick, and the afflicted. We're asking, Father God, that you would bless those who don't know you in the importance of their sin. Let them know, Father God, that you have not forgotten them at all. All it is a prayer to you, Father, and you will renew your relationship with them. And Master, we're asking that you would bless the children today. Oh, the world is in a turmoil, Father God, but you knew about it way ahead of time, Father, that left his own devices that man would mess it up. And we see he has messed it up. But Lord, you said you would save a remnant, and here we are, workers in your vineyard. We're asking, Father, that you would continue to bless and keep those who are your workers, Father God, that we may harvest, bring in the harvest, Father God. Keep us in your vineyard, Lord. And Master, we pray in that when time is of time no more, and on that great day of rejoicing, that you would please, 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 Lord, call us your children. In Jesus' holy and mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Oh. Thank you.
Amen. This is Minister Richardson. I will be reading Psalms 90, the first 10 verses. Verse 1, read as follows. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth or ever had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and said, return ye, children of men. For a thousand years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. Thou art as a fleet. In the morning thou art like grass, which groweth up. In the morning it flourish and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withered. For as we consume thy anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set up our iniquity before thee, our secret sins in thy light, in the light of thy countenance. For all our days has passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. Verse 10 and last, the days of our years are three scores and 10. And if by reason of strength thou be four scores years, yet it is their strength, labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut down and we fly away. God has already been blessed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for this day. For this is the day that you, Lord God, has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, thank you for forgiving us of our sins, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for blessing this service, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for blessing Minister Zeta. Thank you for blessing our husband, Mr. LC. Thank you for blessing Minister Vivian, Lord God. Thank you for blessing each and every one that's on this line to make up this great congregation, Lord God. Father God, I thank you for the children, Lord God. Thank you for blessing them and their parents, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them covered with your precious blood and your anointed oil, oil of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I thank you for blessing each and every one on this line. We give you the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus, that's the wonderful name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God for you all. Amen. Just thank God for you all. Amen. 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 Now we're going to go back to the phone. And we're going to ask if we have anyone else that would like to make a presentation. This is your time to announce yourself.
Mother
Tower. Okay, I heard Mother Regina and Mother Tower. Amen. Mother Regina and Mother Tower. Is there anyone else?
Okay.
Their party? Okay, I hear Mother Regina. Come forward, Mother Regina and Mother Tower.
Okay.
And we'll come back.
Good evening. That was a five verses of Psalm 46. God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the water thereof roll and shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the stream whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. And this is a song. I can't hardly sing it, but it says, I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away so you can use me. Lord, so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself away to Lord so you can use me. Here I am. Here I stand. Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, I long to see your desire revealed in me. Self away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Lord, I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself away, Lord, so you can use me. And Lord, I thank you this evening. I thank you, Father God, for this day. I thank you for this time of the evening, Father God, that we can all be on this program, Father God. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you, Father God, for each one that has been on, and I thank you, Father God, for me being able to get on right now and the ones that's coming on later. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you for Sister Alpha. And the children, Father God. Oh, Father God, she is doing a great job with them. And, Lord, thank you for her. Thank you for them, Father God. Oh, God, bless them all. But, Lord, we all need your blessing. We all need your grace and mercy. Lord, we thank you for seeing for all of us when we can't see for ourselves. Oh, Father God, we thank you for every word that's been read tonight. We thank you for every song that's been sung and every prayer that's been prayed, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for right now. Thank you. Thank you. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it all. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all. Amen. Oh. Forward, come forward.
I just want to say I thank the Lord once more again. Bless me get on the comfort call. Thank the Lord for them to save me and husband, Ellis, I just bless and be on the program once more again. Thank the Lord for the children. Thank the Lord for each and every one on prayer. Pray for me that I may grow stronger in the Lord. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Amen. Now, do we have anyone else that would like to come forward at this time? Amen, amen. We thank God for our silent listeners. Amen. We are so, so, so grateful. Amen, amen, amen. Just keep coming. Keep coming. You are participating as well. And I just love you and thank you. Amen. Thank you all for the prayers and for the presentation to the children. Amen, amen, amen. I just send these tapes to the children so they can hear what you all are saying in case they're not paying attention. Amen. I want them to hear the encouraging words, how you all are encouraging them. Amen. And it's just a blessing to know, amen, amen, that we have been there, done that. We have been there and done that and see and feel all the love, amen, amen, that we have to share and how our hearts ache for them to not go through and suffer a lot of the things that we suffered, amen, because of our negative, you know, to God. And you know, it is just a blessing, you know. Amen, amen. A lot of times we're here to say, I got to live my life. I know how to prioritize and whatever. But we have to let them know that we thought that was okay too, but there was a consequence for every wrong choice. Every wrong choice that we made, we had to suffer the consequences. Amen. Will you be able to be willing to suffer the consequences? Amen. Will you accept the chastisement when God is dealing with you? Or will you feel like because of what everybody else is doing, why me? Why I gotta go through this? Why I gotta be punished? You know, why me? Amen, amen. But God has a calling on each individual. We are individuals. God sees us as individuals. Amen, amen, amen. He have calling. He on our life. Many are called, but few are chosen. Amen, amen. But when God calls us, when He anoints us, amen, we have we have to stand before Him. We have to stand before Him, and we have to give an account, amen, of our stewardship before Him. Individually, we're not going to stand there. We're not going to be surrounded by a crowd or being able to open our mouths and say, well, I didn't. No, we won't be able to. Amen, amen. We won't be able to in that day. Amen. That song say He's getting us ready now. He want us to get ready now. He want us to get into the Word. He want us to be hungry and thirsty for the Word so much so that we will get the Word in our belly, and that we'll do like the cow. You know, they always talk about how the cow, you know, they eat, and later on they chew their cub. They say they have something in there that can come up for later, so they won't be hungry. You know, so that's the way we have to do God's Word. We have to chew that Word up. Amen, amen. And then when temptation comes, when trouble is going to come, We don't have to go looking for trouble. Trouble is going to come on every hand. It's going to come. Amen. I heard a songwriter wrote a song that said, if you had no rain in your life, wait a little while. If you had no rain in your life, wait a little while. It's coming. It's coming. That's why Ecclesiastes 12 chapter tell us to serve the Lord in your youth, you know, before the evil days come. Evil days going to come. Amen. It's just a blessing, amen, that the children can hear all of the love that come forth and tells them, amen, amen. You went through that. They went through that. They are going through that, you know. So if we survive it, then they'll know that they'll be able to survive it. Amen. And hearing the scriptures about what went on in Daniel's time, how Daniel stood firm. Amen. He stood firm, praise to his God. The only fault they found in David was what? The only fault they could find in him was that he was praying, that he was true to his God. And that's the way we want to be. Amen. We're going to be tried in the fire. Amen, amen. We telling them the story about them. We telling them to read these stories, read about these things. Amen, amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. We telling the children. We constantly telling the children. Amen. This is our responsibility. Amen. And I thank God for all of you praying for me and my husband. Amen. I thank God for that because, you know, it's a tedious job, amen, dealing with children, amen. It's tedious just dealing with one, and if you got two, you got double, you know, because they talk too much, they're busy too much, they don't focus, you know, but you have to, I have to, I can't say about everybody, but I have to take time. I have to take that time when I don't feel like it. I have to take that time to call them. I have to text them. And sometimes I feel like they're running away from me. They don't want me talking about, I don't care how much grandmother you say you love me. I don't want to be bothered right now. You know, I got something else going on. You know, and I feel like they're trying to get away. But every time I can send them a text or they respond, then I know. I said, did you read this? Come on, let's read that. Come on, let's study this. And come on, let's study that. Amen. Train them up, getting that word into them. And listening, like I said, listening to you all, knowing that you all have been this way before, and it's just a blessing, and we're just going to continue to pray and trust God that they will, amen, stay with the word, amen. We pray that God will keep them, amen. That's all we can do is just trust God and his will, amen. We love the children, amen. It's a job. It really is a job, amen. And then when you're dealing with other people's children, amen, amen. If the mothers and the fathers doesn't cooperate, then the children cannot cooperate. Amen. They cannot cooperate. So we just thank God for the parents that will allow their children, amen, to come to allow me to be in their lives. Because if the parents are not saved, then if they're not, if they're not in the word, amen, if they're not in the word and not interested in the word, then they are not going to really, care if the children get in that word or not, amen, because they're looking at them, and then it rubs off on the parents, you know, because the children will say, well, grandmother, why mother don't do that? Or why father don't do that, you know? And then they're feeling like, well, you know, I don't want to hear this. So it's a task. It really is a task, and it deserves a lot of prayer. Amen. But I have to be there. And I know you all are mothers and grand and great-grands and all and fathers, you know, and all. I do understand that. I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking in general, really, as parents, or grandparents in the Lord. Amen. We desire to see our children saved. Amen. We want to put every opportunity we can. I hear mothers say all the time, I'm not around mine. It's not like they are in my life. You know, it's just like she have that desire to to, you know, if they, I wish they would call me. You know, I wish they would call me so regular so I could just get on the phone, you know, and just talk with them about the Bible, or they would listen, you know. When I text mine, it's a test, but I, like I said, I call and I come on, let's read this. I send them, I load their little phones. All of them got phones these days, pretty much. The smallest one, amen, amen. I called my granddaughter, was it night before last? I think I called her. She had called me, and I called. She called me from one number, and I called that number, and I didn't get her, so I called her number. So when I called that number back, I said, "Where is your phone?" She said, "Oh, my baby, the baby got the phone. How old is the baby? The baby's 7 months old. What are you doing with a phone?" So I was just saying that to say that, you know, when they're old enough to play games or talk on phones, they pretty much have a phone these days. Amen. So I do plenty of texting I can look at them on the phone, the FaceTiming them, and, you know, and I know sometimes, you know, they don't respond, but, you know, I put a little frown on that. Sometimes I'm like, oh, you don't want to talk right now or something like that. So they'll feel a little guilty. It's all right. Let them feel a little guilty. After a while, they'll appreciate it. They'll appreciate it after a while. They may not appreciate it now, but I do believe after a while, they'll appreciate it. Amen. That word, amen. Every now and then, you'll hear one of them say something. You know that ain't right. You know, this is not right. You're going to be whipped with a minute's crap. You know better, so you're going to be whipped with a minute's crap. You know that? Yeah, I hear them telling the little 5, 6, or 7 years old. They telling them, you know, what's going to happen to them. They won't say going to hell, I guess out of a reference for their parents or whatever, respect for their parents, but they'll say, you keep doing that, you're going down there. You know, and that makes me feel like they are hearing. They are hearing, and I do believe if we'll just continue to, amen, amen, forget about ourselves and think about, you know, others, and this is what our purpose is in life, amen. When we get to heaven, that's when we're going to really celebrate, amen. That's when we get to heaven. That's when we get home. We ain't home. We just pilgrims through this barren land here now. But when we get to heaven, we're going to really, amen, fellowship and commune. That's when we, amen, amen, amen. I'm just looking forward to that time. That's why I say God is getting us ready now. Amen. He's getting us ready. We're going through hard times. Elderly and the ones that's going through, you know, situations in their lives, you know, health-wise and relational-wise, family-wise, whatever is going on, amen, amen. Let us just continue to look to the hills. We're coming out with help. Help us to, you know, we want to be strong. We want to be courageous. We want to stand no matter what. We want to stand and encourage, amen. We want to stand and be encouragers, amen. We want to let our light shine before men that they can see our good works, amen. And then they will glorify, amen. God will be glorified. Amen. Be encouraged. I don't care what you are going through. Be encouraged, my mother, my father, my sister, my brother out there. Be encouraged no matter what it is. We know that God sees a little sparrow if it falls. Amen. If he, you know, he said that he knows every grain of sand on the seashore and every strain of hair, amen, that's on the on your head, you know. Yeah, who can count the hairs on your head? Amen. Who can do that? Amen, amen. But God knows, and he's talking about individually. We were talking the other night about the 144,000 coming through, and this man, he said, John said he saw a number of 144,000. Now, John counted that. He counted that many. John counted that many in his vision. But then he said he looked again. He saw a number that no man could number. Amen. See, if he showed John to count 144,000, amen, then look at what he sees. He sees all, no matter where. Amen. He knows where we are. He knows where we are. He knows our loneliness. Yes, mothers and fathers, widowers and widowers and widowers. Amen, 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 amen. God, you know, is your help. He's your aid. He is your everything. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Amen, amen, amen. Be encouraged. Don't ever get tired. Amen. I love a song that saved my life. I was coming home from work about 11 to 7 when I was on my job in years back, and I was on my way home, and I had fallen off to sleep. I imagine when I woke up, I was living in New Orleans, and if anybody know anything about New Orleans, anybody know anything about the Circle Food Store in that area around there, they got these big pillars, big pillars up under the bridge that it hold the bridge up. I mean, they're just so big and round. Amen. And coming, I was driving home from work that morning, and that song came on. Judy, I keep on calling. And I woke up. And when I woke up, I was going right into one of them big, I was just right at it. And all I could do when I opened my eyes was just come on back over. But that song woke me up, and that's a song that when I hear that song, it just makes me think about how it say that song woke me up, and I feel like that was a life savior for me. But in that song, he gets on in there, and he say, "Lord, I'm tired, and my soul needs resting. Lord, I'm so tired, been through the storm. Friends talk about me, my enemy made me." Okay, I love the song. I love it, I love it, I love it. I can't decide, I care nobody to deny it for nothing. I love that song because I feel like that song woke me up and saved my life. It was on time. Okay, but when I get to that part, "Lord, I'm tired," it's just like, my spirit don't want to say that. I don't ever want to say that I'm tired of living. I'm tired of breathing here on earth. I won't live and breathe until God, for long as I got breath in my body, hallelujah, Jesus, I want to be telling somebody that God is real. God loves you. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. I want to be encouraging somebody. Amen. I want to be encouraging somebody. Amen. So, saints, the elderly, be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. And we are going to continue to train the children. Amen. 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 We're just gonna stay in their way. We're gonna just stay in their business. Amen. And they'll appreciate us one day. They'll appreciate God. Amen. One songwriter wrote a song, and I just love that song. And he said, "I knew if I kept on preaching, somebody would hear me. I knew if I kept on preaching, somebody would hear me." He went on to singing and to praying. Or shouting or whatever. He then went on and on. And, "Oh, I knew it. One day they would recognize the voice of the Lord. One day they'll recognize." Hey, they'll recognize the voice of the Lord. I did. At the age of 26 years old. Now, when I was 8 years old, I accepted the Lord because I heard the preacher preaching about, amen, getting baptized and receiving Jesus and getting baptized. And he went on in his sermon. You know how they throw their head back and say, "He'll feed you when you're hungry. You'll never be hungry. He'll be water when you're thirsty. He bread when you're hungry." And I was thinking about, I was a poor girl on the farm. amen, we were going through hard times, and I didn't want to be hungry. I didn't want to be outdoors. Amen. So I went on and accepted that Jesus. Amen. And I tried as a girl to try to live up to what I felt in my spirit, not so much being stripped and denied, but when I was 26 years old, amen, amen, one Sunday in Sunday school, amen, amen. I had done tried to get out, tried to go out from 19 to 23. I had done tried to get out and try to shake my little legs and stuff. I did trying to see what the world is about. Out there, misery. Out there, staying up at night, sleeping, tired, and out there trying to, wasn't hitting on nothing, but out there just trying to see what the world is about. My God, my God, my God. Over one day in Sunday school, I heard the lady teaching the lesson about serving the Lord in the beauty of holiness. In the beauty of holiness. My God, my God. God wants to serve him in the beauty of holiness. Amen. And she went on to talk about how so many people come to him. Amen, amen. They come to him when they ain't on their last leg. They on their last leg. They ain't got but one leg now. They ain't got but one eye, one kidney, one of these, and someone, you know, just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. That's okay, too. That's okay, but I was looking at myself, and I looked at it, and I thought about it. I said, now, I done been out here. I could have done been out here in a different crowd, could have done got shot or hurt or cut, seeing all kind of stuff happening in the street and hearing about all kind of stuff happening in the clubs and stuff like that. I said, it could have been me. My God, my God. So I made up my mind. Hallelujah. I made up my mind. Hallelujah. I said, I looked in the mirror. I said, I'm beautiful. I ain't got no cuts and scars and what have you. And I said, I'm going to serve God in the beauty of holiness. Amen, amen, amen. Why I got two legs? Why I got two arms? Why I got two eyes? Why I got two ears? While I'm beautiful. Amen, amen, amen. And my God, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ever since I made up my mind to serve him in the beauty of holiness. Yes, 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 yes. Through trials and tribulations. Amen, amen. Friends walked away. Amen, amen. Family turned it back on me. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, people picked and they scorned and been buked and scorned in churches and talked about, amen, thanking them this and thanking them that because I'm serving God in the beauty of holiness, walking upright in his word. Amen, amen. He done told us what to take off. Amen. When he saves us, amen, his spirit convicts and convinces us what we need to take off. Take off all this old ugliness and jealousy and hate and strife and malice and reveling, all this kind of stuff. He done told us to take all this off. We know it. Amen. And then he said, put on love. Put on. Hallelujah. 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 Gentleness and kindness and mercy. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Talking about, amen, being encouraged for the elderly. I want the elderly to be encouraged to continue. Amen, amen. Continue to encourage. Be encouraged. Amen. In the lonely hour, remember that God is remembering you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And because you are faithful in his word, amen, amen, amen. You can call him, Father God, you promise to watch over me. You promise that you'll be with me. You promise that you'll dispatch your angel. Oh, that you'll, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. You'll raise a standard. Be strong and be encouraged, amen. Be encouraged. Amen, amen. Yes, we're going through, some of us are going through mightily in our physical. Amen, amen. We are going through, but let us go through gracefully with Jesus on our side, knowing that he's able. If he don't heal our body, if he don't manifest the healing on this side, we know that one day we are going, we'll be with him. Amen, amen, amen. Whatever is going on in our physical, he knows. He knows all about it. Amen. He knew what was going on in Job. That was a perfect example for us. Amen, amen. Somebody said that wasn't meant for us, but I do. I believe it was meant for us because it encourages me. Amen. Every day when I think about situations sometimes, amen, amen. I think about Job. I said, well, Job can go through it. He went through it. I can go through it. I think about the Hebrew boys. Amen. In the fire furnace. God is going to deliver us in his own time, in his own way. Let us not, let us not lose hope. Let us not lose hope. Let us continue to come together. Amen, amen, amen. As the children hear, amen, all of the words and prayers and you know, they'll be convinced one day. One day they'll recognize. Amen. Brother Lionel Johnson was on that line, and I heard him say, my God, my God. Mother Audrey Wynn was on that line, and I heard her say, my God, my God. Mother Cole was on that line, and I heard her say, oh, my God, oh, God. Minister Richardson was on that line, and I heard her say, they'll recognize one day the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. So many others are amen. So many others, amen, that have been on this line. Amen. Let us continue to come together. Amen, amen. Let us continue to come together. Amen, amen. And pray for the children. Encourage the children. Amen. I'll do my part. I'll do my part to try to get them on. Amen, amen. If you have some that you want to introduce to the line, introduce them. Let them come on. Let them come on. I don't care what they're into, what they're doing, how they're acting out there. Let them get a word. Give them a word. Give them a scripture and tell them to meditate on that. Memorize that scripture. Amen, amen, amen. A lot of them out there got songs. They know how to sing all kind of gospel songs. Amen. Let them sing them. Let them sing them gospel songs. Then let me know if you can sing God's word. Then one day it's going to hit you. One day it's going to take a hold of you. One day it's going to take a hold. We can't play with God's word too long. Amen. It's something about God's word. It'll catch a hold. It'll grab us one of these old days. Amen. So if you have anybody out there, don't be ashamed. This is not a line that we run being competitive or anything. We just want anybody who wants to express their heart to God. Anybody that want to sing, ain't worried about how you sound. We worried about what you saying and how you feel before God, that God is being glorified. This is not a competition thing here. Amen. This is about encouraging our sisters and brothers, edifying one another in the Lord. Amen. Encouraging one another in the Lord. That's what we want to do. Amen. Amen. Because if we can encourage that person that have such a low self-esteem, amen, their voice may not sound like ours or whatever, but if we can just encourage them, the more they get encouraged, what they going to do? They're going to spread the word. Uh-huh. The more in their home. If mother feel like, well, my voice, I got old and fever now. I can't sing, and I can't sing like I used to. No, no, no. If you got a voice, I don't care if you hit here and hit that. You go ahead and take your time to make your presentation with your song or your word or your testimony, whatever you have for the Lord. Amen, amen. Because if you're going to do it on just your outreach ministry, you're going to do it before your children, your grandchildren, anybody pass by, anybody that come your way. Anytime you get an opportunity, amen, you're going to be a witness for the Lord. Amen. So that is what this ministry is all about. Amen, amen, amen. God, amen. I can't say for nobody else, but he reached way down. And he picked me up. Hallelujah. Picked me up out the marble clay. Amen, amen, amen. Place my feet, amen, God, on the rock. And amen. And it's on there to say I'm on a solid rock. Oh, yes, God, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. The scripture that I was going, my God, bring before you today, amen, is Hebrew, is yes, let me see. I turned away from it. It's Hebrews. Let's see. Yes, Hebrew 1. Mm-hmm. Hebrew 1. Uh-huh. Hebrews, let me see. Let me get Hebrew 1, and I'm going to read the three verses here. Uh-huh. Oh, man. I'm
running my mouth in and took my scripture away, but I would be just what man in Hebrew. Mm-hmm, that's one and one. And it reads, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time, has unto the fathers by the prophets, had in these last days spoken unto us by his son. By his son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Amen. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, that he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Amen, amen. I read Hebrew 1 through 3 verses. Amen, amen, amen. And it says here, amen, wherein God once spoke to his people through prophets in an effort to redeem all those who were not blind to his will. His work through Jesus has endured as a message, not only for prophets, but for all. We all have the ability today to be chosen people. We have all been invited to join with him as servants in his heavenly kingdom. Amen, amen. And the prayer says, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I speak your name in praise and glory. Grant me salvation, Lord, and help me to spread your gospel as inheritors of the word of your disciples and our through your prophets unto Christ. May your followers spread and swell at the gate of your heavenly kingdom. Amen, 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 amen. So, amen, amen. We will continue to be encouraged and to encourage, amen, and to teach our young people to be encouraged. Amen, that they too, amen, will know, amen, that we stood and they can stand in these last and evil days. Amen, we praise God for you all. We bless you all. We bless you all. And we ask that if the Lord delay his coming, amen, that we'll be here again on a Saturday at the same time. Amen, amen. And Minister Vivian, tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, we'll be with her. Amen. If you'd like to, same number. The same number. On Friday night, Minister Janice will be on this same number. Amen, amen. God bless you all and keep you all. Amen, amen. We start to just continue to bless, save, heal, and deliver, Lord God. All over this congregation, people, oh God, has come together this evening. Well, God, we come together to assemble our voices, and we just thank you, Lord God. Any, oh God, prayer requests, oh Father God, any, oh Father God, unspoken, all of them is unspoken, oh God. We just want to ask that you continue to bless, oh God. We know that you know all about us, God. Heal, God. Heal, oh God. Oh God, oh Father God, in this assembly tonight, oh Father God, heal, oh God. Let it be a special flow, oh God. Oh God, oh God, in the name of God, get it down. Roll on over, Father God, throughout, oh God, our neighborhood, oh God, our community, oh Father God, throughout the state, the country, or throughout the nations, oh Father God. Let it get through, oh God, the healing, the deliverance, oh God. Oh God, and we thank you,
Lord, Father God, for all that has been said and done. And you must love on one another before we go. I do love you all with the love of Christ. Amen.
Love that
amen.
Love
you all too. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Good night.